Cubcrafters is opening in Europe. China readies to send its first woman into space. And TSA greenlights screener reform in Orlando. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 13th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. When it receives delivery of a Cubcrafters Carbon Cub in June, Direct Sky will become the aircraft manufacturer's dealer to service the European market. Direct Sky provides aircraft sales, maintenance, management, restoration, repairs, and pilot training. Initially, Direct Sky will be offering two Cubcrafters aircraft, the Carbon Cub SS, registered to fly regulation, until it is issued a certificate for Europe's CS-LSA category, and the Carbon Cub X, a kit version of the Carbon Cub SS. Cubcrafters General Manager Randy Lervod said, quote, "We've been eager to establish a presence in Europe for some time now, but needed to find an importer dealer who offered the right fit. I believe we found that fit with Direct Sky. They share our commitment to providing customers with the highest levels of quality and service." Direct Sky plans on hosting a European Union press event in July or August to formally introduce the Cubcrafters line. The first Chinese woman in space will be one of two fighter pilots on a short list for selection for a mission to the Tiangong-1 space lab. Whichever of the women is selected, she will launch aboard a Shenzhou 9 spacecraft as part of a three-person team. The Chinese state news agency reports that the two women are Major Liu Yang and Captain Wang Yaping. Yang was hailed as a hero pilot when she made a successful emergency landing after a bird strike covered her windshield in blood. Yaping reportedly flew cloud seeding missions to keep the weather rain-free during the Beijing Olympics in 2008. The mission is planned for later this month. It will be the first manned docking mission with the orbiting Chinese Space Lab module. The Chinese Space Agency says it will prove the viability of the Shenzhou 9 spacecraft as a way to transport humans to low Earth orbit. The TSA on Monday announced approval of allowing Orlando-Sanford International Airport to go forward with changing its all-federal airline passenger screening system to a private security operations under federal supervision. This is news because last year the Obama administration closed down the private screenings option, but the program was rewritten into the FAA's reauthorization bill that was passed into law in February. Representative John Mica, a Republican of Florida and chairman of the House Transportation Committee, said, quote, "It's critical that TSA get out of the business of running a huge bureaucracy and focus on going after terrorists, not little old ladies, veterans, and children," end quote. So just how big is the TSA? The agency is top-heavy, with 9,656 administrators in the field and 3,986 headquarters staff in Washington, D.C., each making an average of $103,852 per year. There's your tax dollars at work. Transitioning to the private federal model at Orlando Sanford and other airports will allow TSA to focus on security and not on personnel management, and should result in better customer service for passengers, improved security services, and more cost-effective security operations. 16 airports currently successfully operate under the opt-out program, and others are interested. Electroplast Corporation, which makes electrically conductive rosins, and aircraft manufacturer Volta Volare Corporation, which is developing electric flight aviation technology, announced Monday that they have agreed to collaborate in research and development of next-generation applications and products using hybrid composites and advanced lightweight materials for the aviation industry. Volta Volare and its subsidiary, Volt Aero Technologies, reached a milestone in the recent launch of their groundbreaking GT4 aircraft, the world's first hybrid electric full-sized high-performance aircraft. The GT4 is said to be the most technologically advanced private aircraft available. Electroplast is a patented line of non-corrosive, electrically conductive rosin-based materials engineered to replace traditional metals, such as steel or aluminum. Paul Peterson, CEO of Volta Volare, said, quote, "Nowhere is lightweighting more important than in general aviation. Working with Electroplast, we will develop new lightweighting solutions that can be widely applied to the general aviation and aerospace sectors, and every improvement in safety and performance that we can deliver is in service to the industry and our country's economy," end quote. When Aero News continues, PSA pilots say 3 years is enough. The Eurocopter is here, and Solar Impulse is ready to tour Morocco.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, June 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. June 9, 2012 marked the third anniversary of the start of contract negotiations for the pilots of PSA Airlines, a wholly owned subsidiary of U.S. Airways Group. PSA pilots, who are represented by the Airline Pilots Association, used the occasion to send a strong message to company executives. Now is the time to reach a deal that rewards PSA pilots for the valuable service they provide to their airline and their passengers. PSA pilots, who fly under the U.S. Airways Express brand, have been in negotiations with management since June 2009. The two parties have been working with a federal mediator since October of 2011. The next bargaining session will be held June 11th to the 14th. The Eurocopter X3 hybrid aircraft has arrived in the United States for a month-long tour to demonstrate this advanced high-speed transportation system's unique operational capabilities for both civil and military operators. A wide range of utilizations are envisaged for this hybrid configuration, including long-distance search and rescue, Coast Guard duties, Border Patrol missions, passenger transport, offshore airlift, along with intercity shuttle services. It is also well-suited for military missions and special forces operations, troop transport, combat search and rescue, and medical evacuation. During its American tour, the X3 will visit five locations for presentations that will showcase its exceptional combination of a helicopter's full hover flight capabilities with cruise speeds of a turboprop-powered aircraft. In addition to aerial demonstrations performed with Eurocopter's test team, the X3 will be available for flight evaluations by selected U.S. Armed Services personnel and civilian operators. After flying successfully from Switzerland to Madrid and then across the Straits of Gibraltar to Morocco, Solar Impulse is set to continue its journey. Coordinated by the Moroccan Agency for Solar Energy, Solar Impulse will fly over the future site of the first power plant of the Ouarzazate Thermal Solar Complex. The prototype should take off today about noon local time from Rabat, with a landing in Ouarzazate on Thursday, sometime shortly after midnight. This is certainly the most difficult flight the airplane has ever experienced. Because of the arid and hot climate and its proximity to the Atlas Mountains, the air is expected to be turbulent until late at night. Although the flight has been confirmed, the flight director may still decide to postpone it or alter the route up to a very short time before takeoff. Every day since Solar Impulse's arrival in Morocco, official visits and events have been held at schools, universities, associations, and local companies, as well as with political personalities. All of this flight testing is in preparation for a planned around-the-world flight. NASA's Stennis Space Center near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, broke its own record Friday when it conducted a test on the new J2X power pack. The test lasted for 19 minutes and 10 seconds, surpassing the previous record by more than a full minute. For NASA, the test marked a milestone step in development of a next-generation rocket engine to carry humans deeper into space than ever before. The J2X engine is the first human-rated liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen rocket engine to be developed in four decades. It will power the upper stage of NASA's evolved Space Launch System, an advanced heavy-lift rocket that will provide an entirely new national capability for human exploration beyond Earth's orbit. Well, it's time for us to fire the engines and launch into another orbit ourselves. But we're back tomorrow with more Aero News. Thanks, as always, for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.